How far along are these plans for this restaurant on the Security Bank building?
Well, we've been working on it for a few months. The first trick was getting through kind of figuring out the exiting and all of that stuff that needs to happen, because, of course, those floors weren't built for, you know, 400 or 500 people. So we worked really closely with the fire department, and they came up with some really creative ideas with the developer's architect, Scott Vincent, the local Fresno architect. And so we got through that hurdle, and now they're just working on the plans, where the kitchen's going to go, where the tables are going to go, all of that good stuff.
How much can you tell us about the concept for this restaurant? The mayor described it as high-end. What could you tell us about what this vision exactly entails?
So the idea is to create a really special place where people would want to go and enjoy a view and be able to, you know, take friends from out of town and show them a really incredible place, and a place where people might go to propose, or they might be interested in, you know, going for an anniversary or a special birthday. So it's really to create a special place. It'll have music and it'll have dancing and a full-service restaurant.
And now this would take place on the very top two floors of the former Security Bank building, known officially as the Pacific Southwest building. Would this replace the lofts that are there right now, or is this something else entirely?
Yeah, there isn't anything on the top two floors right now. The 15th floor was demoed by the last owner, and the 16th floor, as far as I know, you know, you're the good historian, but I don't know that it's ever had a public use. If so, not for many, many decades. So it's a really incredible space. If you look at the shape of the top of the building, it has concrete floors or a concrete structure that goes, you know, 30 feet or so in the air in the same, I don't want to say dome shape, but what would you call that, Joe?
I believe that would be a pyramid, Craig.
Yeah, thank you. It's kind of like a pyramid. So when you look at it from the outside, and that same shape carries through on the inside.
What type of timetable are we looking at here?
Well, they're looking, they just did some sound studies, because if they're playing music, they don't want the sound to bleed into the eventual lofts that will be on the 14th floor. So they're, you know, they're actively engaged in putting this plan together. So they're working with the people at the city to get it through planning. And, you know, so they're pretty far along.
It's been a while since downtown Fresno had a fine dining restaurant. We did have Brick for a very short time on Van Ness, but the last one other than that was Upstairs Downtown, which closed in 2007. Do you think it will be a challenge to attract the type of clientele that would be necessary to support this type of a restaurant at a location that's at some point kind of unproven, at least at this point?
Well, I think that the strength of the view is going to make this a completely different restaurant than we've ever had in the central San Joaquin Valley, for sure. You know, from the balcony, you can get 360-degree views. You see the lights in all directions. You can see the sunset over the Coast Range every evening. You can see into the baseball park. There's really nothing else like it. You know, even the cool view at the Sky Room is just pointed in one direction. So, this building, the shape of the inside, the views, it's going to be spectacular.
The people involved in this project, can you tell us anything about them? Do they have prior restaurant experience?
Yes, I have not met them. The property owner, Savak Katsudorian, has known them, and they have international restaurant experience. I think it's going to be something unlike anything we've seen before.
What would this mean for the overall downtown revitalization effort, do you think?
Well, the real, you know, the real goal of revitalization is to not offer the same thing that everyone else already has, you know, at their fingertips in the suburbs. And one of the things that we have to offer is this incredible view, and the other is the great historic character of the building. So we really look for things like this that are going to differentiate themselves from the rest of the market. And also to create a destination that people, it's not just for Fresno, it's for, you know, all of the surrounding communities who are looking for a really special dining experience.
What's the response been so far from the people that you've talked to? Obviously, the mayor announced this today at the State of the City luncheon. What has the response been on your end?
Well, everyone that we've talked to about this concept is just floored over it. I mean, they're just so excited about having something that's, you know, unique and special. And, you know, I think it's just going to be a huge success, and it's probably going to be hard to get into once they open.
Estimated time of opening?
You know, I wish I had a good idea of that, Joe. I would say sometime in the next 6 to 12 months.